Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Cities, they will come. Finally, I can see the sun. I don't know, say people code like this. Till my friend kills my head.
Yo, what's up, guys? It's your boy Q, and you're welcome to another volume of the Growing Over Life podcast. Before I start, I just want to quickly apologize for this bad flu. I think I did this to myself. I basically just inhaled a lot of bleach yesterday trying to clean my bathroom, and I've been fucking running since, well, not the stomach run, but the nose run. Yeah, it's just been watery, that's all. Wait, what the? Okay, all right, never mind. So today I want to talk about a new segment that I want to bring onto the podcast, and I think it's going to be fun. I started it some time ago, but I just wasn't consistent with it, so here we are. Right, so this segment is basically, you know, creating narrative on social media. So at the end of the week, we will pick, you know, like a viral tweet, and we will talk about it, and we read the comments to listeners, so that, you know, we can all have some fun from it, have a dialogue. But before I get into it, I just want you guys to follow the Growing Over Life podcast on social media. On Facebook, it's Hey Q. I'm sure you guys will be able to spell it. If you can't, it's H-E-Y Q-U-E-U-E, H-E-Y-Q-U-E-U-E, if I got it right. Hey Q. On Twitter, it's the Growing Over Life podcast, T-G-O-L podcast, together. And on Instagram, it's the same thing. So on Facebook, it's Hey Q. On Twitter and Instagram, it's T-G-O-L podcast. All right. So if you really like what we are doing here, if you like the content, just subscribe to it, hit the top button, you know, review for us or give us some ratings, because it would help me go a long way. And yeah, thank you, and get ready for today's segment. I don't have a name for it yet. I'm sure that at the end of this podcast, I'll be able to figure out a name for it, but till then, here we go. So this week's viral post that we are going to talk about on social media is basically a narrative. It was a tweet from Trey Dominic on Twitter. And yeah, this week is dedicated to the guys. So you guys should just fasten your seatbelts and then just wait for it. So Trey Dominic says, "Guys, what is the most simp thing you have ever done for a girl?" Let me take it again. "Guys, what is the most simp thing you have ever done for a girl?" Now, in case you don't know who a simp is or what a simp means, it's an abbreviation for a sucker who idealizes mediocre pussy. You know how it goes, like S-I-M-P. All right, so it's a sucker who idealizes mediocre pussy. And what it means is somebody who would do anything to get a girl's attention, often at the expense of their own dignity. I don't really know what it means. I mean, I guess I know what it means, but I feel like, you know, another word for that is romantic. I don't know. But yeah, we are in the new age, you know, we've evolved so much. So, you know, things are taken out of context lately. So I'm just going to go right into the tweet and then I'll just read some comments and then we'll just call it a day. All right. So somebody came to quote it, Ryan T. Because I can't read the handle, it's just really wild. All right, so Ryan T says, I took this girl to Hawaii for a birthday, and the first night out in Waikiki, she's buying drinks for another guy with my money. I don't know if that is a simp move, but yeah, that's that from Ryan T. Jesse, who I think I know. If you're listening to this, I see what you're doing. Basically, yeah, out here wilding. All right, so Jesse says that she got a cut and I had to suck the oozing blood out of that dude. What the fuck, dude? What the fuck? What, bruh? And yeah, this is from wait, first of all, let's talk about that, because what man was like, okay, let me be a vampire and then suck you. What the fuck? Because why would you? I mean, there are band-aids around. You could practically just get her like a plaster or something. Anyway, man, I don't think it's something that actually, that's a simp move for real, because I don't know why you would rather use your mouth to suck blood from somebody else. What if the person, I'm not saying that it's true, but what if the person has something, you know? Anyway, what niggas would do for love. So, okay, I'm going to read another one. Wait, we didn't talk about Ryan T's own. Ryan T basically said that he took this girl to Hawaii for her birthday. And the first night out in Waikiki, she's buying drinks for another guy with his money. Well, what? I mean, I don't know, but I feel like, and I'm not going to be woke, okay, but I feel like it's just not appropriate, right? It's a bit disrespectful for, you know, you to do that to somebody who decided to take you out on a little vacation, just, you know, a one-on-one thing, all right? And then you're out there buying drinks with somebody. Who knows? Maybe the guy that she was buying the drink for didn't have money. And, you know, probably lost his purse or something. And yeah, something like that can happen. I'm just saying that, you know, I won't judge. I think I would, if it was me, if I was to be in that situation, I would confront you about it. Like, we'll have a conversation. Why are you buying, you know, him a drink with my money? It's not like I care, but I have to ask, you know? Yeah, maybe you guys are friends. Cool. But whatever, man. Like, I think it's a bit disrespectful, like, you know, for you to do that to somebody who decided to take you out. Let me just move on to the next. Okay, so this is from Osama bin Heavy Laden. And he said, loved someone that slept with three of my friends. It's not really simping, but I'm not proud of it. Wait, what does that mean? I mean, simping means that you are, okay, well, that's, yeah, that's something like simping for real. Because I feel like you are practically trying to get her attention, so you don't care wherever you find yourself in. But that's just my opinion. Also, it might be, you know, true love. But like he said, he's not really proud of it. Yeah, I mean, if it was me, I don't know, man. I think if I like her to that extent, I wouldn't mind sticking around. But I don't know, three guys and they are my friends. Ooh, that's too much. that's too much. And I don't want to be, you know, like, I don't want to sound misogynistic right now, you know. But yeah, three friends, you know how guys are, and you know how people are. Like, human behavior is just really weird. Like, they'll start talking about you, you know. Anyway, that's just me. Okay, so this is from Danny. and he said, "Used my pocket money in school to buy her a new phone, only for her to stop picking my calls, saying I was a pest in life." Bruh, which of the pests are you talking about? And then he goes on to say, "I bought her an iPhone 7 Plus while I used an Android device. I was so stupid then." Wow. It must be new, right? Because iPhone 7 probably came around 2018 or 19. Yeah, this is new. It sounds too cooked up for me, but yeah, I mean, if you use your pocket money that was given to you to go to school with, and then you bought a phone with a phone with that money for somebody, and then she later told you that you are a pest, so she decides to stop picking your call. Man, I wouldn't know how I'll feel too anyway, but yeah, this is bad. This is a bad look. And around that same time, you weren't even using an iPhone, but you bought her an iPhone. Yeah, well, like he said, I was so stupid then. So, okay, so I'm going to Reggie. And Reggie says that we were in the same school in Niger, and I refused to transfer to a school in Canada because I didn't want to leave it. Dude, what the fuck? Okay, all right. Excuse my French, but what? Okay, all right. What? How? Wait, why do people do this? Why do people just, like, you know, wake up and then do this? I don't want to, I just don't want to call him names and, you know, all that, but isn't this too much? Why would you? Oh, anyway. Canada. Good weather. Fresh skin. Oh my god. Anyway, that's a fucking simp move, for real. Like, I'm sure they are still together, or I sure it was worth it. Okay, so this is from Lucid Dreams, and he said, "I once was a housemaid for someone I loved. So when she did appendicitis surgery, I fetched water every morning, cleaned, cooked, and sometimes wash their clothes while she was in pain. I did this for 2 months, and guess what? She still left for someone with a car. Learned my lesson though." Okay, first of all, it's a cute thing, all right? Yeah, being there for somebody. But like, bro, I mean, anyway, she leaving, it's relative. Because to me, I have just really grown to learn a lot of things. You can love somebody and they'll still leave, right? It just basically doesn't mean that you guys were meant to be, all right? I mean, of course, it will hurt, all right? It would hurt, and you might have to get some closure. But here's the thing: you can't force somebody to still be in love with you. The only thing that you can wish for is that, you know, they love you the same way you do, and the love still goes. But if she decided to leave, she decided to leave. Maybe if things align and you were good, as you said, or as your tweet is, and then she missed a good thing, you know. But people have their reasons. Also, you have to understand her that, you know, she might have, like, woke up one day and then be like, "Yo, I'm out." But bro, that's it. I mean, I'm sorry about that. Okay. So this is from Peanut Breast Ambassador, and he said, "Emptied almost all my wardrobe for her because she fell in love with all my vintage sweater and shoes. I hardly wore more than once. Still, she left for a guy that never bought her undies, but pains." Okay, so basically, the guy didn't buy her undies, but gave her pains. "She tried coming back, but a lost toy is a lost toy." Ooh, okay. That was some wild tweets. Anyway, some girl came to tweet under that and said, "You are not a toy in Jesus' name." Ha ha ha. And yeah. I'm sure it will go in the DMs. I'm sure, but I don't really know. Anyway, about that, I feel like you doing things for a girl and she leaving you is like it happens, all right? But again, it's a simp move because yeah, you did all that because she told you so to do it. Wow, let me just see what we have here. Okay, someone is asking, you know, what a simp is. Anyway, listen to this podcast, you know what it is. So this one is from Eric Evans, and he's saying that I was 18 and I had a major puppy love for my high school sweetheart. So I bought her a $497 plane ticket to my college. Yeah, she stayed for 5 days, Cheesecake Factory and all, didn't get no ass. Yeah, that's cute, but yeah, you don't have to like expect something in return. Like, here is my thing with people, right? And as part of me growing up and like, you know, learning and unlearning a lot of things, I feel like you don't have to expect something from somebody. If you guys like have a conversation and there is consent, yeah, you can tear that pussy up. But I mean, all that he did, it was really sweet. Basically, I mean, 18 years and paying a plane ticket for your sweetheart, oof, man. And it's just not any ordinary plane ticket, it's a $497. Oof, that's something. Anyway, that was sweet, right? Okay, that was sweet, man. Worry Ed. Anyway, this is from Miller, and Miller is saying that we used to live on the same block and my girlfriend loved chocolate, so I used to throw chocolate in a garden every day after class when I leave for my home. That's cute. Aww. But here comes the part. Bitch left me without giving any reason, like she cut me off from my life. Yo, this is crazy. Oh man. Yeah. Again, yeah, simp move, but you can't tell somebody what to do. Or you can basically just hold somebody because they fell out of love with you. Sorry about that. Yeah, so this is from the Nigerian Avenger. And he's saying that one cold winter's day, I gave her my thick coat to wear and walked her home because her own coat was too thin for such temperatures. Yeah, that's cute. That's cute. That's really cute. I would do that any day. Yeah. So I think that's all for today. Like, it's a lot of like narratives, but I just have a very short time, and I hope that you guys really enjoyed this. I'm trying this again, so I hope that this segment comes out fun. I'm still thinking of a name for it. So yeah, thank you for listening. Major shout outs to Anaglate, Salom. They are my peeps, be good like that. Major shout outs to Beatrice Benedict. She's in Chicago right now. And also to Bees Wache. Yeah, some amazing watches. All right, so if you are in Chicago, you can and you want some good watches, you can search for Bees Special Watch. That's a special watch for you. It's really good, good looking, smells nice. I will tell you to check out Bees Special Watch. You can find her on Instagram, Bees Special Watch, which is BeesSpecialWatche. Bees Special Watch. I'm just reading like as if there is something in my throat. Anyway, so you can check her out if you want some amazing watch. And yeah, that's my special shout out for this week. I hope to come your way next week. I know this is going to pick up, but if you are a simp, there is levels to it. That's what I'm going to say. All right, there are some people that actually go to the ends of being pick me's, right? Which is kind of like I don't know, it's kind of Raz, you know. But if you are doing cute things for a girl because you think she deserves it, bro, That's cute. I would think that's cute. So I come your way again next week. It's your boy Q. You can find me on Instagram if you have some good topics for me. Twitter at QUEEUE. All right, so the E's are four. Okay, so you can shoot me some interesting topics so we can talk about. Have fun and take it easy. Bye.
No, 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 no. Hey, hey. I hear the world talk back to me lately. It's so loud. I hear my name in the silence. It's so loud. Your beauty devastating. I wish you were mine. Your color is amazing. Take a picture for the gram. I hope you turn and notice me. Sweat and make my day. Girl, you don't need no filters. Cause you are my black and beautiful baby. 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 Hey, I hear the voices ruin the silence. It's so sad. I'm so mad. I need a moment just to get this off my mind. Right now, your beauty everlasting. I'll love you till I die. And when you smile, it's so bright. The sun just runs and hide. And you don't need nobody to tell you, say you're fine. My baby, you're a diamond. You are my black and beautiful baby. 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 Baby, you gotta know, know, know you're beautiful. You are mine. Your beauty everlasting. I love you till I die. And when you smile, it's so bright. The sun just runs and hides. And you don't need nobody to tell you, say you're fine. My baby, you're a diamond.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.